With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for listening today. I really appreciate it. And as you know by now, thousands upon thousands of people tune into Senior Care Live each and every week to learn about information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. You, the listeners, have made this program the most listened to AM talk radio show in Kansas City on the weekends, and I could not be more proud of that. You know, there are several different ways you can hear the program. You could go old school like I go, listen to it on the radio, on a real radio. How about that? You could stream it online to your electronic device, or you could listen to a podcast after the fact. But any way you choose to listen, again, I just want to thank you for being here today. You can reach us on our toll-free number. Here it is, and write it down. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And also, don't forget to visit us online, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And if you do listen live or go to the website, be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and all the good social media connections. We do a lot of communication through social media these days, and wouldn't want to miss out on anything there. So we'd invite you to do that. All right. So, first of all, did you have a good Christmas? I hope you did. Wow, we had a great Christmas. And are you ready for the new year? How about that? It seemed like I just said that a few weeks ago. A whole year has passed by. It's kind of scary. But I'll tell you what, we have a great program for you here today. I'm going to review how to pay for senior care, talk about a couple of great options. But first, I just want to discuss, to begin the show, that just how many people are living in the wrong level of care and not getting the right amount of help that they need. So this is just something that's just been really, really showing up here recently. You know, I've always known this, and it's very apparent many times, but recently it's just become very, very apparent that there are just so many people receiving care in a senior care community, and they're in the wrong place. They're in the wrong level of care. And so, well, Steve, what do you mean by that? Let me give you a couple of examples. And I'll just give it like three different examples here. But there are many people living in independent living who are not independent at all. So first of all, God bless the staff of some of the independent living communities for just going above and beyond. They're trying to keep the residents there in a nice place and the least restrictive level of care. But many times, unfortunately and frankly, it's at the resident's expense, meaning the expense of their care or lack of care. Okay, and many of these folks are just absolutely not appropriate for independent living. So, for example, I had a client; they had some parents living in independent living, and you know, all of the family, all the stories that you hear, the family was going in and out, and they took shifts, and they're helping their parents in their independent living apartment. The independent living staff was going above and beyond, and frankly, really going out of their way personally. They're not really supposed to do that, but I mean, they really went the extra mile. But actually, you know, the parents should have been receiving 24-hour care at least at the assisted living level. They were missing meals. They needed hygiene assistance. They're not receiving it. They were falling and injuring themselves, not getting any socialization at all. So finally, one of the adult children contacted me at Senior Care Consulting. And with help from Senior Care Consulting, we determine the right appropriate level of care. We help the family find the right place. Now their parents are receiving the care that they desperately needed. They're eating properly, right? They're getting the hygiene assistance that they require. They're taking their medications on time, and they're socializing with others in the facility. Their lives have improved dramatically, and I mean dramatically. And then you have a lot of people living in assisted living level of care, and it's just where it's just not enough help for them. There's not a one size fits all, okay? So there are different levels for a reason. I'll tell you what, I'm hearing story after story of people just not getting enough care from the place that they're living in at the assisted living level. So what happens when your loved one declines past the maximum care that is offered? Good question. Most assisted living communities can provide a one-person transfer. That means with the help of one staff person, they can help you move from point A to point B. However, some can offer a two-person transfer. They offer incontinence assistance, but only to a certain point. They offer a lot of help in other ways, but there are limits and limitations at the assisted living level. Regardless of what they say, there are limits. But regardless of what they offer, if your elderly loved one needs more help than can be provided at your facility, you will be asked to move. Yes, you will receive a letter of discharge giving you a notice. I'm asked all the time, Steve, can they do that? Can you actually be asked to move or get kicked out of a place? And the answer is absolutely yes, they can. If the facility can no longer meet the needs of the resident, they will discharge that resident. If this happens to be you or your elderly loved one, now it's up to you to do another search and hope that you find a better fit. So here's the question. I'm going to get a little bit stern with you here, if this is applicable to you. If you feel your loved one is not receiving the care they need, why are they still there? If you know for sure or you suspect that your elderly loved one is not getting the right care or enough care, why are you leaving them there? That's a tough question. The fear of the unknown and fear of change is a very real issue here. I totally get that. But this is what you do know. They're not getting the care they need, and they're suffering because of it. They may be becoming injured. This is a big deal. This is a big problem. Don't let your elderly loved ones stay in a place where you know they're not receiving enough care or the right type of care. You just can't do it. And then some places are caring for residents that have serious memory-related issues, but they don't offer a formal memory care program. And I know of a recent situation where the resident moved into an assisted living facility where they do not offer memory care, and I was just stunned that the place even accepted them. I mean, they really should have declined this resident. This resident should have been declined for sure. He ended up living there, and the family ended up having to pay 24-hour home care for one-on-one assistance because they couldn't meet his needs. My question is, why did you accept him in the first place? So the family ended up spending over $5,000 a month for the assisted living and about $16,000 a month for the home care one-on-one assistance. And all of this could have been avoided if the right place would have been chosen the first time. The family reached out to Senior Care Consulting. We were able to quickly help them find the right place and the best fit, where they could get the right type of care at the appropriate level of care for their exact needs. So if you suspect your loved one is not in the right place, you want to explore your options and move to another place that's just a better fit, call us. Write this phone number down and give us a call. It's Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800. We can definitely help you explore your options and find a better fit. 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. Now, you may be asking yourself, why are these facilities accepting a resident that they can't or should not be caring for? So that's a great question. So I have a few thoughts here. First of all, free referral services will send you to anyone on their short list of places, and those places pay them huge kickbacks for their recommendation. Boy, that sounds like a great deal, doesn't it? It's a great deal for them, probably not for you. And frankly, in my opinion, they don't really care where you go as long as you pick a place from their very short list so that they can receive their commission. I think that happens. In fact, I know it happens a lot. Another example, overly aggressive salespeople, overpromising and under-delivering. I think most salespeople are doing a good job and are doing the right thing, but sometimes I hear the stories, overpromise, underdeliver. There's a tremendous amount of competition in the marketplace today. This is especially true right now in assisted living. And frankly, there are so many places being built right now, there's more capacity than demand. So places are taking a chance on a resident when they just to try to fill up their building when traditionally they probably would have declined. And then, and I hate to say this, but this is true, there's tremendous pressure to perform from the owners, board of directors, shareholders, management. This leads to accepting a resident that maybe they would not have accepted, but with that pressure, they take a chance so they can make their goal, make their quota of the week or the month. And no one likes to talk about this stuff, but it's all very real. So I'm going to give you another example after the break of how you might be able to keep your loved one at an assisted living facility that's not able to provide the care, but there's a huge gotcha. And I'm going to explain that gotcha right after the break. You don't want to miss that. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. All long-term care insurance policies are state partnership plans. Is this statement true or false? I'll have the answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super easy to do. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Can click on the big microphone right there on the homepage or the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect, and boom, you are in. It will start streaming to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have, and it really is that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All long-term care insurance policies are state partnership plans. Is this statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. Not all long-term care insurance policies are partnership plans. So, Steve, what is a partnership plan? Well, that's where this is kind of hard to explain. I'll give you an example, but this is where the state matches you dollar for dollar. They match your plan payout dollar for dollar. So, for example, say you're in a nursing home, your long-term care insurance plan pays out $100,000 over a year and a half for your care. Easy to do, by the way. And then now you have to spend your own resources down and then qualify for Medicaid if you want to continue living there. So normally to qualify for Medicaid, you have to spend down your countable assets down to almost gone, right? $2,000 or $3,000. However, if you have a state partnership long-term care insurance plan that paid out $100,000 for your care while you were in a nursing home, then you qualify for Medicaid. And then after that, right, you have to qualify for Medicaid. The state will match your policy dollar for dollar, meaning your new spend down is you would spend down to $100,000 or the amount your policy paid out, not $2,000 or $3,000. So you have essentially protected, in this example, $100,000 for your own use while you're on Medicaid or to pass along to your family, all because your long-term care insurance plan was a state partnership plan. So that's really, really important. If you have long-term care insurance, to have a state partnership plan. All right. So let me pick up from the last segment. So many people are living in a senior care community, and it's absolutely not the right place. It's not the right level. It's not the right fit. And the question is, well, why are they still living there? You have to do something. You have to move them. You have to find another place that's a better fit. Well, if you don't want to move your loved one that needs more care than your assisted living facility can offer, the facility management may, now they may not do this, but they may offer you what's called a negotiated risk agreement. Negotiated risk agreement. Now, this is an agreement acknowledging that they cannot meet the needs of your loved one, but agree that the resident can continue living there if, listen to this, if you hold the facility harmless for any care-related issues that may occur. They say, hey, we can't take care of them, but if you want to stay here, you're kind of on your own, and you're relieving us of our liabilities. Basically, what's happening. So, for example, your elderly loved one is falling too much. Facility doesn't have enough staff to minimize the risk of fall or keep an eye on this person more closely. You sign a negotiated risk agreement that says if your loved one falls and is injured or worse, the facility is not responsible for any injuries resulting from or related to their fall. What you have just done is voluntarily let them off the hook for providing the proper care for your loved one to live safely in that facility. In my opinion, you should not do this ever, ever, never, ever sign a negotiated risk agreement. It's crazy. What the facility is trying to tell you is your loved one shouldn't be here. They're in the... Ron, I sound a little bit kind of surly or grumpy today. I'm really in a good mood, but I just feel really strongly about getting this information out here. They're saying we can't provide enough care. You should move your loved one out immediately. But if you don't want to do that, we're not responsible for anything that happens to them. It's on you, and you signed this agreement, and it is legally binding. So in my opinion, you should never sign a negotiated risk agreement. Do your homework. Find another place that's a better fit that can properly provide the care that is needed. And again, Senior Care Consulting has helped many, many, many families in this exact situation. Steve, Dad is falling everywhere. I know he's not getting the right care. We need help. We think that we're going to need long-term care. We need to get it right. Frankly, I don't think we really found the best place, but we just went with it. Can you help us find the right place and get it right? Yeah, absolutely. You can call us today. Call us anytime at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. You could also visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, so I'm going to shift gears now. I'm going to talk about how to pay for senior care. And wow, is it expensive? You already know that, right? So there are many different ways to pay for senior care. When I'm working with senior care consulting clients, we start off with what I call a care profile. We always develop that right up front. It looks at the level of care, type of care, payment method, location, personal preferences, and needs. So that's our starting point. We always take time with a thorough and comprehensive review of the financial side of senior care. So if you hear the term private pay, that means that you're paying with cash. using your own resources to pay for assisted living, or a nursing home, or memory care, or a continuing care retirement community. So again, if you see private pay, that means that you're using your own resources.
And now, myth versus fact.
Let's talk about Medicare. Talk about Medicare. The myth is Medicare will pay for my long-term care, meaning, oh, if I become ill or frail or disabled and I need to move into a long-term care community, a nursing home level, because I need a lot of care, I am set. I have great Medicare. I've got the best Medicare you can buy. But that, unfortunately, is a myth. And unfortunately, a lot of people believe that. Here's the fact. Medicare does not pay for long-term care. It just doesn't. Now, After the break here, I'm going to talk about what it does pay for. But the bottom line is everyone believes Medicare is going to pay for your long-term care. But the fact, Medicare does not pay for long-term care. And that is a fact.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
You know, Medicare gets, let me just back up and say that we just finished up open enrollment. And then this coming week, if you made a plan or a change in your plan to a different type of Medicare or a different plan or a different company, then all that's going to take effect on January the 1st. I'm going to review what Medicare does and does not pay for right after the break. Don't go away. I'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with a friend or family, or heck, maybe you want to just go back and listen to it again, no worries at all. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab. That's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. Just find the episode that you want. There's a brief description and the date, and then you just click play. Again, give it a few seconds to connect, and it'll start streaming to your electronic device, and lots of people listen to this podcast. And again, thank you so much for doing that. All right, so before the break, we had a little myth versus fact, and a lot of people do think that Medicare is going to pay for their long-term stay. It just doesn't. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. It doesn't. Now, Medicare is a great benefit, but it's just very, very, very specific on what it will pay for. It pays for some wonderful services such as home health care, pays for hospice and palliative care services. Medicare does pay for your stay in a skilled nursing and rehab center, but it's not for long-term care. It's for a very short stay. There's specific guidelines that must be met. You must automatically qualify for nursing and rehab if you have a hospital stay where you're in the hospital for a minimum of 3 midnights. If you go in and then you cross midnight, stay for the next day, you cross midnight, stay for the next day, and you cross midnight. That is an automatic trigger that automatically qualifies you for a skilled nursing stay and rehab stay in a nursing home, a Medicare-certified nursing home, or skilled nursing facility. There are lots of different kind of titles for that. You must be in the hospital for an inpatient stay and being treated. or seen for something. You cannot be there for you can be there for observation, but that does not qualify you for the Medicare stay. So it has to be an inpatient status being treated or seen for something. And then if you meet these standards, you're qualified to go to a Medicare certified nursing home to receive skilled nursing and rehab services. Now, the stay, I could do another myth versus fact. We won't fire that up again. There's a myth that everyone thinks, oh, when you go into the nursing home, I've got 100 days. Well, that's a maximum of 100 days, and most people do not receive 100 days. Now, there are a few cases where, I mean, if you're recovering from a stroke and you have multiple issues where you're receiving an intense amount of physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, and sometimes this is a pretty slow recovery trying to get your capabilities back, then sometimes you might get 100 or get close to 100. But most people are way, way shorter than that. The average stay in our area that I see is somewhere between 2 and 4 weeks. And that's what I see in our area. It definitely could be longer than that, but don't think you're going to automatically get 100 days because you're probably not. Medicare requires the nursing home to discharge you from Medicare-covered skilled nursing and rehab services for the following reasons. If you reach your stated goals, so the doctor and the therapy team, the nursing team, they're going to put together clinical goals. And if you reach your goals, then you're good to go. You're out. And if you do that, you're probably going to go home. Most people return home, wherever they call home. Some people stay for a long-term stay, but usually you're getting your therapy and you're going home. If you return to your original capabilities, that's another reason that Medicare would require discharge. If you're not improving and you've plateaued, so you're going along for a couple of weeks and you're making improvement, incremental improvement every day, then all of a sudden you're working hard and you're not going past your capabilities. That's called a plateau. And at that point, once a plateau is recognized clinically, then Medicare requires discharge from the Medicare-covered skilled nursing and rehab coverage and your stay there. Or if you can't or are no longer willing to participate in the therapy, that would cause a discharge. Or if your therapy reaches, again, that maximum of 100 days, then that would also cause the discharge. And Medicare pays 100% for your skilled nursing and rehab stay, 100% up to 20 days. That's kind of amazing how many 20-day stays there are in rehab. I don't know if that's a coincidence or not, but 100% for 20 days. And then after 20 days, there's a copay. 2018, it's $167.50 a day from days 21 through 100. In 2019, that goes up a little bit. This is starting to get pretty high, actually. That amount of that daily copay goes to $170.50 a day for your Medicare days, your Medicare stay days 21 through 100. Now, here's the good news. If you have a Medicare supplemental plan, the copay is usually covered by that Medicare supplemental plan. If you do not have a supplemental plan, then that's going to be out of pocket, and that could add up. So this is what many people are surprised to learn. Medicare does not pay for your long-term care. If you need to stay in the nursing home after that Medicare stay, or maybe there's no Medicare stay at all, you just are admitted straight to the nursing home from your home or maybe from an assisted living facility, Medicare does not pay for that, period. And it does not pay for hourly home care services in your home. That's just another thing. Again, people come into your home. Yeah, that's for skilled nursing and rehab services, intermittent visits. So you have 30 to 60 minute visits, maybe 1 to 3 times a week by different professions, nursing, registered physical therapist, occupational therapist, speech therapist, come into your home. But there's a again, if you plateau, if you reach your goals, et cetera, there's a discharge there. So it's not hourly, 24-hour care or 8-hour care. It's not a care on an hourly basis. That is not covered by Medicare. All right, let's shift gears then to another way to pay for long-term care is long-term care insurance. Long-term care insurance is a special type of insurance that specifically pays for long-term care, and that would include home care, hourly care in your home, assisted living, adult daycare, and the services provided by a nursing home on a long-term care basis. So you must qualify with your good health. That's another kind of potential hurdle or gotcha, if you will. You can be declined if you have any substantial pre-existing health conditions. And it could be health. It could also be cognitive health as well. If you have some memory loss, they're not going to cover you. So I recommend the following if you should qualify for and want to purchase a long-term care insurance policy. A 90-day elimination period. That's the copay. I can't stand that the term elimination period, but it's a copay. That means that you pay for the first 90 days, and then the policy starts paying that daily benefit on the 91st day going forward. If you choose a shorter elimination period, a smaller copay, then that would make the premiums a little higher. Okay, a daily benefit amount of at least $200. I think if you don't have $200, you're just not buying enough. It's just not enough. If you can afford $250 a day, that's even better. But again, the higher the benefit, the more it's going to pay out on a daily basis, then the higher the premium will be. So please note, if you have your own resources set up to pay for $100 a day, then you can supplement that with $100 to $150 a day of long-term care insurance. But most people would just prefer to pay the premium and get the $200 to $250 a day and protect your assets so that you wouldn't have to spend any of your own resources at that point. And I think it's an absolute must to have the inflation rider. That means the coverage increases 5% per year, keeping up with the rising cost of senior care. If you don't have that, you're falling backwards every single year. And in about 20 years, that policy is going to pay for about half of what it does today, and then it's probably going to be worthless for you down the road. I recommend a 5-year term. All the statistics have an average length of stay in a senior care community or combination thereof at 5 years. Longer coverage is better, but again, the premium will be a little bit higher. And then the policy must be a state partnership plan. I just explained that in the myth or in the question of the week. And I just don't think that one's an option either. I think it has to be a state partnership plan. And if you don't have, if your policy is not a state partnership plan, or if you're not sure, then you need to check with your insurance agency and your insurance agent and find out, just ask them the simple question, is my long-term care insurance policy a qualified state partnership plan? That's it. Ask them. And if it isn't, ask them, why isn't it? And then see if you can switch to a state partnership plan. You will thank me later for that one. Trust me. That you got to do that. That's my opinion. That's my recommendation. And then last but not least, seek a life insurance professional that represents multiple companies so that they can help you shop for the best rate and the best fit. If you have questions, again, you can reach out at 913-945-2800, and I can help you answer your questions. If you're looking for senior care and you have long-term care insurance, you are in business. You'll be so happy you have that policy. Don't go away. We'll have more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. It's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. 6445. Don't forget, we have operators and real live people answering our phones 24 hours a day, 365 days per year. So you can literally call at any time and we'll get back with you as quickly as we can. All right. So hard to believe this is the last program of the year 2018. Wow, that was fast. You know, I remember a long time ago, I was just a kid in college and I didn't appreciate it at that point. But my grandma said, honey, the older you get, the faster time goes. And what did I know? I was, you know, I was a 21-year-old kid and I had no appreciation. I believed her. I just didn't feel it. I didn't experience that. Now that, you know, I'm in my mid-50s and I've got, you know, kids growing and one in college and all of that, and I am seeing the minutes, the hours, the days, the weeks, the months, and the years just starting to just fly by. It is just stunning. So I'll tell you, we just had an amazing Christmas with family. We went to one of my favorite church services of the entire year. And I love Christmas. I've mentioned that before, but we always take my mom with our family to the Christmas Eve service. So we're all we go out of town on Christmas Eve. And so we have kind of a traveler service for those who are traveling on Christmas Eve, the Christmas Eve service. The message is just always wonderful. The music is just fantastic. I mean, just unbelievable level of musicianship, and it's just incredible. And then we always end the service by lighting. Everyone has a candle. We light each other's candle throughout the entire sanctuary, and we sing Silent Night. It is a profound and beautiful experience every single year, and I just love it. I absolutely loved that, and that was just really Just really a treat and a blessing, kicking off really about three days of celebrating Christmas for us. And then here in a few days, we'll celebrate another new year. And I started a tradition years ago, and my family just loves it, especially my kids. But I make a ton of finger foods and just kind of grab it foods for dinner. And we stay up playing family games. We toast at midnight, ring in the new year. And, you know, everyone is clinking their glasses. My wife and I have champagne. The kids have the sparkling grape juice, non-alcoholic, of course, but everyone is hugging and saying Happy New Year. And you know, a long time ago, I bought some special champagne glasses for my wife and I on our anniversary, and we break those things out every anniversary and every New Year's Eve. And that's just such a neat tradition. And I'll tell you what, I make these chicken strips I crush up Captain Crunch. They're Hollywood. Remember the old Hollywood Bruce Willis and Sylvester Stallone and those guys had the Hollywood restaurants. I forgot the exact name of them. But anyway, I copied their recipe. You crunch up Captain Crunch and cornflakes, and that's part of the outside of the chicken strips. They are killer. Egg rolls, these are not your normal egg rolls, let me say that. I have the recipe from a great place that had been open for decades. It's closed now, but over in Topeka, and the Ma family is called the China Inn over in North Topeka, but I'm trying to copy their egg rolls. They're still not as good, but they're pretty darn good. So Waikiki meatballs, chicken flautas, heck, that could be a meal of themselves. Tortilla roll-ups, I make a big pot of espinaca, the spinach dip, and little smokies with the barbecue sauce, fruit and veggies, all kinds of other stuff. I just love our tradition, and I just look forward to it each and every year. And I just want to just thank you for letting me share a little bit of my personal story and traditions with you. It's just really been a good year, and I'm just hoping and praying that 2019 will be the best year yet. So at this time, I'd like to thank everyone here at Entercom and KMBZ and Talk 980. Mr. Ron Moore, he's our producer extraordinaire today. He always does a fantastic job. John Stauffer and Rich Deutsch and Mark Groves and JP, this is a team effort. They make me sound better than I really do. Trust me on that. and I definitely couldn't do it without all of their help. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate you. And then I'd also like to thank our partner sponsors. We have some phenomenal partner sponsors on this program. Would just like to give it a shout out to the good guys from Mr. Remodeler, Keith Blay and Mark Worth. They provide just the absolute best home remodeling services to age in place. And a lot of our listeners depend on Mr. Remodeler to help them with their home remodeling needs. Definitely reach out to the good guys from Mr. Remodeler. And then there's Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, Kansas City's original hospice and palliative care organization. David Wiley and Judy Wechter, and that just all the great people at Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And they are just the most wonderful organization. They provide, David just told me this, I think well over $500,000 of charitable care. You are not turned down. It is in your, I think, your greatest time of need. I mean, it's incredible. They are just clearly, hands down, the best hospice and palliative care provider here in our area. No doubt about that. And then we've got Home Care Assistance, Kansas City, Dane Johnson, Patty Garrett, and all of the great folks over at Home Care Assistance, Kansas City. They do business right. They screen their caregivers. They hire one out of 25. I mean, who does it? They're that picky. And then they have a caregiver match where they will make sure that it's the right caregiver that would get along and be a great fit with the care recipient, if you will. And they include care management services. Why would you not call them? They are an excellent home care provider, and I would definitely reach out to them. And many of our listeners do count on Home Care Assistance Kansas City for their home care needs. And then there's Community First National Bank. Our buddy Josh Buffum, he's just so knowledgeable. He is a reverse mortgage specialist, otherwise known as a home equity conversion mortgage, and he's just incredible. And And he does business the right way and can help turn possibly one of your biggest assets, maybe your biggest asset, and you're sitting in it and you have all this equity. How can you use that, turn that into cash for services that you need, for things that you want or you need? And maybe you want to age in place and you're going to bring in home care services and do some remodeling. Well, you can use a reverse mortgage to do that. And I would definitely reach out to Josh Buffum, our friend at Community First National Bank. And then there's the Neptune Society, and they provide cremation and prepaid final expenses, and they are a wonderful organization, and lots of people are turning to cremation as an alternative to, you know, your standard funerals. I think around $10,000, and a lot of people are going a different route and saving the money. It's a green it's a green situation. And so anyway, we won't get into all that here at the end of the show, but they also do a wonderful job. So to all of our partner sponsors, thank you so much. For our listeners, definitely reach out. If you have a need for any one of those services, please support our partner sponsors. Without them, this program would not be possible. All right. To everyone listening, I am so honored you spent part of your day listening to this program. Thank you so very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. And I'll see you next year, right here on Senior Care Live.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!